أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تقربوا مال اليتيم إلا بالتي هي أحسن حتى يبلغ أشده. صدق الله العظيم. We begin the discussion of ayah number 153. The discussion is 10 commandments and prohibitions that Allah تبارك وتعالى had revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in these three verses, which Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu would say that it was the wasiyat, the last testament of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ka'b al-Ahbar used to say that these 10 commandments and prohibitions were found in the Torah, and hence the importance of it. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا مَالَ الْيَتِيمِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ أَشُدَّ. And do not approach, do not go close to the wealth of orphans, إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ, except in that manner that is best, حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ أَشُدَّ, until they reach the youth, they reach the strength. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is addressing the trustee of an estate or an executor of an estate. A father passes away and then he leaves a child or children that have not yet attained the age of puberty. It is natural that this guardian, this trustee, this executor is now charged with a very great responsibility of looking after the wealth of the orphan. On the one hand, he is not allowed to squander. On the other hand, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about illa billati hiya ahsan, in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is showing and Allah ta'ala is directing him to the fact that that wealth should be invested in a way that the loss is minimized. The predominant thoughts of the trustee is that this wealth will bring a great deal of profit and it will be profitable to the orphan. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in other ayats of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَ ظُلْمًا إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا. That person who eats the wealth of an orphan, ظُلْمًا, oppressively, there was no right. Sometimes in the Shariat, Allah Ta'ala had given permission that if the trustee or the guardian of the orphan was not by the means, then he could have used a little bit of the funds for his own upkeep, for the administration, etc. But here Allah Ta'ala is saying, Zulman, he eats this oppressively. There is no right in the Shariat. He cannot make a Shari'i claim to that wealth. Then innama ya'kuluna fi butunihim nara. Then such a person has fed his stomach with nar, with fire. Then outwardly it may seem to be food. It may seem to be something that is nourishing. But in reality there is no nourishment. It is the actual fire of Jahannam that has entered the belly of such a person. So coming back to this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا مَالَ الْيَتِيمِ. Do not approach the wealth of the yatim, of the orphan, and إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنَ. And when the need arises to have it invested, then it will be in that investment in which predominantly it is known that there are no losses, there is going to be profit for that person. For how long would the guardian keep the wealth in his guardianship, in under his control? Allah says, Hatta yabluha ashudda, until the orphan reaches his strength. His strength will begin from the time that he acquires the age of puberty. And then in other ayats of the Quran, in Surah Nisa for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Fa'in anastum minhu rushdan, فَدْفَعُوا إِلَيْهِمْ أَمْوَالَهُمْ. That when you find that he has rushd, rushd means he has an acumen of handling finances, that when he is handed over a small amount of money, he knows how to use it, he is not squanderous. If he fails that test, then the guardian will keep back that wealth in his guardianship, in his control, until he finds that that orphan is now able to differentiate between profit and loss, what is good in his interest, financially, what is harmful in financial interest. And like that, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahumullah states that the maximum period will be the period, the age of 25. Then thereafter, the guardian will have to hand over the wealth to what was an orphan, now he's an adult person. After that, he cannot keep that wealth. If, however, there is any traces of insanity, the person is not sane in his mind, then the guardianship will carry on under the supervision, obviously in an Islamic country, under the supervision of the hukumat, and otherwise then the guardian will continue to look after the funds of that orphan, and the guardian then will look after. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not approach the funds of that orphan, because he or she is very vulnerable. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.